Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
The talk was dominated with the idea of the Miami's big three taking less money, opting out this summer as a way to get Carmelo Anthony down to Miami. You coach Carmelo. You won a lot of games with him, had a lot of success with Carmelo Anthony. What do you think Carmelo might do this summer?
You should know a lot more than I. I mean, I would think that Melo wants to, I think he's understanding that winning a championship has got to be a part of his career. It's got to be a part of his legacy. And Miami would make sense. Chicago would make sense. Right now the star factor in our league, and there's no question the star factor has a prominence of delivering a championship type of basketball team. And I think Melo wants that. I've always felt Melo has been maligned a little bit because he's whatever people call him, selfish or individualistic, and that he can't win a championship. Melo knows how to win. I just don't think he's ever been in that situation where he wants to maybe do what San Antonio gets their players do. Every night committed to winning, not committed to maybe, if it's my night, let me go get my numbers. But I don't think Melo's ever been in that situation. I think he's searching for that. And I really hope someday that he gets that opportunity to get that monkey off his back, because he is a great player. He helped me win a lot of basketball games, and I think his next step in his career is to try to get a championship.
And he's also a very sensitive guy. I was wondering, we've met with Phil Jackson a couple of times in New York, and the one time we met with him, he talked about Carmelo taking less money. Now, this is publicly. Then he talked about Carmelo opting into his contract. So here's Phil Jackson making $12 million a year, talking about, kind of Carmelo being fiscally responsible, so to speak. You know Carmelo pretty well. How do you think that plays out when his business is kind of out there a little bit in the media, from the person who's trying to establish a relationship with him?
I think there's a sensitivity to, I think his people are always trying to, I've always felt Melo is, for whatever term, he's lived into the LeBron shadow, and it bothers him at times. He was at the same draft as LeBron. LeBron has become the greatest player ever to play the game from a talent standpoint, and Melo's had a great career, and if LeBron wasn't there, he might be in a category different than he is now, because he has been in LeBron's shadow. And I think that bothers the people that have been around Melo and the brand and Melo and all that. But when it comes down to it, it's about playing basketball. And I think he went to New York, and I think he's enjoyed that stay, but I think it also might be time for him to move on to something else.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.